Good morning, everyone. It's great to have you with us this morning. We had a wonderful occasion on Friday to baptize three people. About a year or so, I got a phone call from a wonderful woman who lives in Fort Erie. Her name is Colleen. So Colleen and her brother Vince and Bob Woodford from Etobicoke, who I also have been talking with, we all gathered here. And we went from the baptistry here to ended up in the baptistry at Tintern, which is a long story, which I won't even get into. But we're baptized, and that was a wonderful occasion. So we tried to plug them into a couple of churches that will really help them. This all comes from a friendship, an extended friendship from Donna and Helen. So it's interesting to me how God puts people with other people at just the right time to hear the message that they need to hear. And wonderful people, so we congratulate them in their baptisms. We're delighted that you're with us. If you are with us for the very first time from Great Lakes, we honor you to be with us. We thank you very much for being with us. We want you to know that you are welcome, that we really appreciate you being here, and we want to extend our love to you, and if we can help you throughout the year, we are glad to do this. Church may not be always your first place to be, but we hope as the year goes on that you will find it a helpful place, a positive place, and to grow in your relationship with God and one another. We always want to be a friendly church, so we'd like to welcome each other. This may be new to some of you, but we like to just begin my time with you by just standing up where we are, saying good morning to one another, introduce yourself to our guests, and then we'll get into our lesson for today. So let's go ahead and do that. The church is called... multiple names attached to it. And predominantly, the church in the Bible is called the body. Paul calls the church the body of Christ. A couple of weeks ago, we gathered together at the church in Tintern, and we talked a little bit about the body of Christ. That each of us arrived today in a body. And that the church is a culmination of all those bodies put together, called the body of Christ. And the body, as we all know, individual body, we all have scars. Maybe here, maybe there, maybe on the knee, maybe somewhere else. But scars don't define who we are. We are much more than our scars. What scars do more than anything is they remind us of what happened to have those scars, but they tell a story. But scars do not define us. There's physical scars, but sometimes, which is much greater, not in a positive way, but greater in the sense of overwhelming. Sometimes what can be overwhelming are the scars we carry emotionally. And sometimes there are scars that come our way spiritually. Saying all this to say that the church is called the body of Christ. And if you noticed in the scripture reading today, the church began in an explosive and a powerful way. But it didn't take long for the church to experience scars. Sometimes self-inflicted scars. So you can imagine the day the church begins and people are gathering together for this Jewish holiday, and it's wonderful and it's overwhelming. And then these men begin preaching. And people are overwhelmed by what they hear. People open up their hearts, open up their spirits to hear what's being preached. And these men who don't seem to be highly educated, but they're just standing up and they're boldly proclaiming the name of this person that we've heard of before, but maybe really didn't know much about, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. And the story is told by all those who are preaching, that he's the one who came for us, who died for us, who lives for us, who brings us into a right relationship with God and with one another. And the day that that sermon is preached, the concluding part of the sermon is repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is for you and for all who are far off. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said, well, what do we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized. And 3,000 were baptized. Can you imagine? 3,000 people were baptized. It started with explosive growth. And then the next few verses talk about this church gathering together, people showing up to church for the very first time. Now, you can imagine what that looked like. Maybe today is your first time. But the day the church started, everyone showed up for the first time. And we don't really know how they gathered everyone, but they tried to get everybody together, and they just started to share this great story. And so they prayed together, and they listened to one another, and the scripture was explained more and more and more. And then the message went out. So go into this community that you live in and be a person of Christ and learn and grow and bring people with you to Christ. And it all sounds great. It's fantastic. Except we all have scars. One day, this man, Peter, who began preaching in such a way that the church started, this great guy, Peter, he gets a message from God. And basically, the message he receives is, I want you to go to this house. And there you're going to find people who are eagerly waiting to hear the message that you've already preached several times, Peter. Go and do it. And Peter knows that the people that he has been called to share this message to are not like him. Oh, they're like him in every way, except they're a different nationality. They're a different culture. They're a little bit different. They're not Jewish people. They're Gentile people. And Peter goes, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, it's against our law to spend any time with a Gentile. We can't visit with them even, let alone talk to them. And that's how Luke records the story. And so Peter shows up, and then this great experience takes place where Peter realizes that what he had been preaching and how he was living his life weren't connecting. Peter had some scars on him and didn't even know it. That this body of Christ is inclusive. When Paul writes to a church that had multiple scars, what do you think he's going to say to them? Let me just share with you what he says. To the church of God in Corinth, to all those in Christ Jesus, listen now, together, with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I love this. Their Lord and our Lord. It's this inclusion that Christ offers to all of us. And the church is really called the body. And it makes sense that the body has many parts, but we all come together as one in Christ, even though we all have scars and we all have difficulties, but we can share with one another and we can grow with one another. Just think about this for a minute. A living body. A body feels. Now, when we come to a public gathering, whether it's church or not, we put on a bright face, we smile, we share with one another, we talk, and that's all good. But we don't often reveal everything that's happening in our life to another person. We're courteous, we're polite, we share with one another. And I suspect that if we were really honest with one another, that if we were to ask every single person this morning, how do you feel? Someone says, what do you mean? Are you asking me how I feel physically? Yeah. Are you asking me how I feel emotionally? Yeah. Are you asking me how I feel about anything and everything? Yeah. A living body feels. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you're concerned about a variety of things. We feel. And the wonderful thing about this, even though it may sound negative, is that's why we're called the body. We're all there. We all have days of wonderment, of joy, of sorrow, of difficulty. And one of the reasons why the church is called the body is that we can hold on to one another. And for those of you who have younger brothers or sisters who may be very, very young, or those of you that have children that are young, and those of us who have grandchildren, our heart goes out to them because they're very honest with their feelings about how they feel, especially the young ones. They will let you know. When we have a number of school teachers here, they know what we're talking about. And it's an open book, especially when they're young. You can tell within a couple of seconds how kids are really feeling. But we're pretty good as teens and adults to mask it. We don't really want people to know how we're really feeling. But one of the cool things about the church is we can be honest with one another. We grow. A living body feels. A living body grows. In fact, it's Paul who said, I want everyone to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it goes something like this. So here we have people like on Pentecost, and what happened to us this past Friday, people who are baptized into Christ Jesus. It's wonderful. It's great. We really enjoy it. Paul tells the story about many people. Maybe we're all part of this. He says, in baptism, we are buried with him and raised with him through our faith in the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Since, therefore, you have been raised, since, therefore, you have been baptized into Christ Jesus, since, therefore, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on heavenly things and not on earthly things. For you have died, and your life is now hidden in Christ, who is your life. And it's so interesting, this past Friday, baptizing three people who are great friends, who've supported each other for years, and are all in their late 50s, one in their 60s, and gathering together. They hadn't seen each other for a while, but dialoguing back and forth, and they say, we're all going to be baptized, and how each person, when they were baptized, had a different expression, a different uniqueness. Even though they all came in a body, they're all different, and yet they're all united. They all have their own stories in life. And so Colleen was baptized first. And after her baptism, there was just no words, but just joy, just joy. And then her brother, Vince, was baptized. He was terrified. Because when he was a young boy, he almost drowned. He's terrified of water. So you have Colleen, who couldn't wait to get in the water. You had her brother Vince, who's scared to death. And Colleen says, I'll stand right beside you. And so I stand with Vince. And you know, there are many ways to baptize people. There's really no example in the Bible of how someone was baptized. We just don't really have an example of it. We believe in immersion, as Jesus died and was buried and rose again. So we often will just, I'll just take someone by their shoulders and lower them in the water and bring them out. No way with Vince. No way with Vince. His eyes let you know what his body and his heart and his mind was feeling. So I said, Vince, we'll do this together. So I kind of wrapped my arms around his shoulders. He held on to my arms. And I said, we'll go down together. So I kind of baptized myself. So we went down in the water and came up out of the water. And he just lost his fear. Because for most of us, you're only baptized once. And for him, it was the first time, other than having a bath or a shower, that he was in any body of water. We're all one, and yet we're different. And then came Bob from Etobicoke, came in the water. He said, I've already seen how these two were baptized. Don't say anything, just baptize me. Okay, so we did that. And he was happy. So it was all finished and we're all done. And it's time to go. And they said, do we have to go? Which is pretty unusual for anyone to say to a minister in a church. Do we really have to leave? Do we really have to leave? We just had this talk. And we shared about our own experiences in life and how we got to where we are. So you may be here today saying, why are you saying any of this today? Because it's our life story. We all have a body. A living body breathes. A living body lives. A living body grows. In a living body, every member belongs to every other member. And when you come into a group of people who maybe you don't know at all, there is a connection. There is this love connection that people are offering to you that I hope that you would receive. And yet the last point that I want to share is there's something inside of our body that God has given us, himself, his Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit testifies with our own spirit that we belong to God. And that's why as this church and many other churches, we come together to say, it's okay. However you're feeling, it's okay. We've probably been there. If not, it's still okay. We welcome you. You are part of God's family. Whether you've ever recognized that or not, he calls each one of us to him through Christ Jesus. And as the year goes on and as the weeks go on, we'll be sharing more about Christ. But I just want you to know, if you're here for the first time, that you're welcomed, that you're loved, that you're part of us, and we would love to be part of you. As God welcomes each one of us, we welcome you as well. Let's pray. Our God, we thank you so much for loving us like you do. We can't comprehend how much love you have poured out into our hearts by your Spirit, but we are grateful. We pray for each person today, no matter what is happening in their life, that we can say with one another, we all have scars, we all have a story, but we're here as part of our individual story to write a new story, the story of your grace, of your love. And we thank you that we can receive that. And Father, I pray for every person today that their week ahead will be one of honor and that the week ahead will be one of joy, and that we can live our lives in gratefulness for not only you and for Christ, but that we belong to one another. And we thank you for that. In Christ's name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.